From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you very much. Now I hope my children will remember it. It's Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day is always on a Sunday, so it's always, I don't know, kind of fun to do the show. I know we've been doing Mother's Day puzzles now for 17 years, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you running out of inspiration?
I rack my brain every year, but managed one more year to eke out something.
Oh, well, that's all we can work with then. But before we play and introduce our winner who will play with us, we need to hear that challenge from last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener Todd McClary of Aurora, Colorado. I said, name a famous cartoonist in 8 letters, first and last names. Take the 3rd letter of this, move it 2 positions later in the name. The result will be a familiar 2-word phrase that names something you sometimes see on city streets. What is it?
What is it?
Well, the cartoonist is Bill Keane, famous for the Family Circus. That's B-I-L-K-E-A-N-E. You move that L 2 spaces later and you get Bike Lane.
Well, we had about 1,000 listeners who came up with the answer, and our winner, randomly chosen from the correct answers, is Deborah J. Robison from St. Paul, Minnesota. Deborah, is it Robison or Robison?
Robison.
Robison. What do you do in St. Paul?
I work part-time as a pharmacist. I'm married and have 2 kids.
Oh, my goodness. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Have you been playing Puzzle a long time?
For a very long time. I'm sure I've submitted answers for over 10 years.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you must be ready to play. You've been waiting for so long.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we'll meet Deborah. Let's play.
All right, Deborah, in honor of Mother's Day, every answer today is a word that ends in ma, or M-A. I'm going to give you some anagrams. You name the words. For example, if I said God plus ma, G-O-D plus ma, you'd say dogma.
Okay.
Number 1 is or, O-A-R, plus ma.
Aroma.
Aroma is right. Number 2 is ark, A-R-K, plus ma.
Ends in ma.
And this is something you hope is in the air today. Good
karma.
Good karma is in the air, is right?
I'm spelling ark with a C.
Okay.
All right, never mind.
That doesn't help.
No.
Try this one. All, A-L-L, plus ma.
A llama.
Llama is right. Gist, G-I-S-T, plus ma.
Stigma.
Stigma, good. Nice, N-I-C-E, plus ma.
Not enigma.
Save that. First letter is C.
Cinema.
Cinema is right.
Cinema, okay.
Good, good. Your next one is Inge, I-N-G-E.
Enigma.
Yeah.
There you go. Hats, H-A-T-S. This one's kind of tricky because it has 2 silent letters in it.
Ooh.
At least the way I pronounce it. And I'll tell you the first letter is A.
Asthma.
Asthma is right. Laps, L-A-P-S, as in swimming laps.
Plasma.
Plasma, that was fast. Limed, L-I-M-E-D.
Ooh. Dilemma?
Dilemma, good. Dilemma. You didn't need a hint.
Very good.
Chard, C-H-A-R-D, plus ma. Something you might spend in Europe. I think they still have these.
In Greece?
Uh-huh.
A drachma?
A drachma is right.
Ooh.
Oh.
Try this one. Chairs, C-H-A-I-R-S.
Charisma.
Oh, charisma, that was fast. Athena, A-T-H-E-N-A.
Oh, anathema?
Anathema. Boy, you're good. And here's your last one. Earldom. E-A-R-L-D-O-M.
Ooh.
Save the hardest for last,
yes.
Of course. I give you a hint. The last 5 letters of the word form a word themselves with 4 letters before that.
Earldom.
And I'll give you another hint. The first letter is M.
M.
Doldrum?
Mel?
Yeah.
Oh, Melodrama?
Melodrama.
There you go.
Is
there
it
you
really?
Go.
It's melodrama. Melodrama.
Good job,
okay.
Leanne and Deborah.
Oh, whoa. Are we having fun yet, Mom?
Having fun.
It was. And you were great, Deborah. This was not easy.
This was not easy,
but it was fun.
It was very fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get some things, too. We're going to send you a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, and the New York Times' Will Short's Favorite Sunday Crossword Puzzles from St. Martin's Press. Deborah, tell us the public radio station you listen to.
KNOW and KSJN in St. Paul.
Excellent. Well, this is Esther's daughter, Deborah J. Robinson. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Will, so what's the challenge we're all going to work on for the rest of the day and for the rest of the week, probably?
Well, take the word welfare, reverse the syllables phonetically, and you get farewell. Now, I'd like you to name an article of apparel in two words. Reverse the haves phonetically, and you'll name a popular and much publicized activity since the 1990s. What is it? So again, name an article of apparel in two words. Reverse the haves phonetically, and you'll name a popular and much publicized activity since the 1990s. What is it?
Whew. When you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. You'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master and Wilma Short's son, Will. There's also information on our website at npr.org. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.